stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Yea, saith God, O man, how long will you increase my anger? How long will you cause me to be upset with you?
Peace, peace, you say. But I say unto you, suddenly destruction will come upon you. For you have rejected your God who has come to you, says God.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, I had a vision the other night before Obama was sworn into office for the second time. And by the way, that looked more like a coronation than a swearing in, don't you think?
Yes, I do.
I believe some evil spirits are about to be loosed upon us, and Revelation 16:13 speaks of such an event. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. My friends, we need to pray for that hedge of protection around us and our families, so we won't be caught off guard. And Jesus said in Revelation 16:15, "Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and see his shame." Each one of us is here at this point in time for a reason. God has a purpose for us. Stay strong in the Lord and don't take your eyes off him for one second. The evil one is going to try and take you from our God. The battle is soon. Stay prayed up, drop to those knees often, stay in a vigilant, prayerful mode. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord, my friends, as we expose the false tonight. Are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? And please know that the I Am has sent us unto you, amen. This true truth, God-ordained program is spiritual, and as such, we need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, no amount is too small. They all add up to keep Signs on the air. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the air. Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? Sharon and I will sure be looking forward to it. And if you are supporting Wednesday nights, please mention that, because it is an important part of keeping Wednesday on through February. This program is listener supported. Each program must receive enough to support it to keep it on the air. Now, for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, Genesis chapter 4, verse 1. "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear." Watchman comment. My dear listening friends, like Jacob, I call each and every one of you to gather together via your radios each time this Signs program is on, that I might also tell you about what shall befall you in these last days and times we live in right now, this very day, this very hour. Gather yourselves together via this Signs radio program and hear. Yes, and hear. Oh, how many times have I proclaimed that he that hath an ear, let him hear. Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. "These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou lovest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God." Now, Revelation chapter 3, verse 3, very important verse. Please listen carefully. "Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." Watching, my dear listening friends, is the key to the knowing, in your knower, that the time is close, and the day and hour are close, so very close. So get right and get ready, for the day of the Lord, the hour, is at hand. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, come out of the places that you are in, the places that you know you had not ought to be in. Separate yourselves. Does not my word call for you to be separate, saith the Lord? Come out of those places. Come out of those cities. Come out of those situations. Come out of the deep and dry pit, saith the Lord. Come out of the place where darkness prevails. For I have not called you unto darkness. I have called you unto my marvelous light, saith God. Come out of the place where darkness prevails. What are you doing there? Why are you there? Why do you not leave, saith the Lord? Come out! Come out! Come out!
I say unto you, watch the signs, verify them by my word. See, know, and understand. Let your heart come alive with my word. Let the signs that are taking place throughout all the earth declare unto you the time and the hour that we are in.
Let's listen tonight with an ear to hear as we search the end times prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times radio program. Wednesday night listeners, will you respond to the need to support this program on your station in February? It is a new month with new bills for radio station airtime. I really need to hear from you before March 1st to keep Wednesdays on the air in March. No love gift is too small. We made it in January. We can make it in February. Radio time is expensive, and this program is listener-supported. Some have lost their jobs, among other hindrances, so if you do not regularly send signs support, and you can afford to do it, will you pray and ask the Lord, what would He have you do, or what would He have you send, in to help, and then sit down and write your letter to Post Office Box 122 right away, before you forget. God bless you. I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight all those who help keep every one of your signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, my friends, please stay tuned throughout this program for a devotional at the end that will help keep you informed, titled Running from God. And also a very interesting phone call about why preachers refuse to believe in the end times. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. The real root of school violence. In the weird new world of the very near future, children will enter their public schools passing police checkpoints, surveillance cameras, metal detectors, x-ray scanners, and warrantless physical searches. Parents will relax knowing that their child is now New World Order government safe. No violent evil doers will be able to get past all that wall of control security. Watchman comment, my. Many adults, though, now know this is just indoctrination into the coming Antichrist 666 beast system. So like Hitler, they are going after children to change them into good little New World Order boys and girls who will accept total government control. Continuing. CDC admits to flu vaccine's ineffectiveness as a huge influx of flu victims fills the hospitals across America. Untold thousands of people from nearly all 50 states have flooded hospital emergency rooms due to widespread outbreaks of flu-like symptoms. And because many of these people have already been vaccinated for the flu this season, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, is basically having to admit that the flu shot is not anywhere near as effective as we all have been told it is. But be sure to get it right away, anyway, they continually say. My. Watchman comment. Do I have to say I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Did you get the flu shot? Then did you get the flu anyway? My, oh my. Do you believe me now? Is the flu airborne or shot-borne? Research has shown vitamins can reduce the symptoms and duration of the flu and provide natural immunity from viral and bacterial infections. Yes, research has shown that vitamins taken before a flu can build up immunity and prevent that very same flu. That's what Sharon and I do. Get you a good, good vitamin. Continuing. Reflections on current events. Regarding the current governmental gun control initiatives, the problem with bans is that they apply only to those that are law-abiding people. For example, we hear gun control proponents saying, no one needs a clip of more than 10 rounds in a gun. Oh, really? So what does a man in a high-crime neighborhood do when a gang of 12 carrying illegally obtained guns break into his house to steal and rape his wife and daughters? 10 shots, even if they all hit, still leaves two criminal maniacs to do what they came to do. My. What stupidity. Continuing. Inauguration posters likens Obama to Jesus, and one national news publication called him the Second Coming. The poster, which does not have the official endorsement of the White House, though, features an image of the president in prayer with the headline, Prophecy Fulfilled. On the poster, Barak is of the Hebrew origin, and its meaning is flash of lightning. The poster notes, referencing a passage in the Old Testament book of Judges, highlighted on the poster. Hussein, they allege, is a biblical word meaning good and handsome. So the poster then said, and I quote, so you see, Barack Hussein Obama was destined to be a good and handsome man that would rise like a flash of lightning, oh boy, flash of lightning, to win victory in a battle against overwhelming odds, close poster quote. Watchman comment, sounds more like a description of the Antichrist to me. How about you? Continuing. Japan. Fish contaminated with high radiation levels, more than 2,500 times above the legal limit, have been caught near Japan's crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant, its operator says. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, said that cesium equivalent to 254,000 becquerels per kilogram, or 2,540 times more than the government seafood limit, was detected. Fishing around Fukushima was halted, and the government banned beef, milk, mushrooms, and vegetables from being produced in surrounding areas. Watchman comment, I warned you many times about this particular danger. Do you believe me now? Will you now think twice before biting into an ocean fish or bottom feeders like lobster and shrimp? My. I'd love to go have lobster, but not me anymore. Continuing. Obama's new economy, hundreds of thousands of PhDs, master's graduates, now on food stamps. Some work as janitors. Once upon a time in America, the story goes, employment prospects and the chance to become much more successful in life were far better for those who had put forth the extra effort and expense required to obtain higher levels of education. Once upon a time, that is. Watchman comment. A college education is far too expensive to end up as a janitor on food stamps, which you could have easily done without those massive college loans that you will now be paying for until you die. Plan carefully. Amen. Continuing. Homeland Security, hoarding ammo, depriving police. Current trends could find the federal government with a strong ammunition advantage over local police and sheriff departments. Watchman comment, not to mention American citizens. Continuing. Recently, a Georgia TV station reported that police officers training at the Chatham County Sheriff Office gun range were holding back on some live range ammunition training due to ammunition shortage concerns. Similar reports are cropping up nationwide amid fears of a federal clampdown as the Obama administration continues to push gun legislations. Watchman comment, no Obama for you. Yes, Obama for them. Continuing. Watchman comment. My. Then there is this. DHS wants 7,000 assault weapons for personal defense? What? The Department of Homeland Security is seeking to acquire 7,000 5.56 by 45 millimeter NATO personal defense weapons, also known as assault weapons, when owned by an American civilian. My, my, my. Is the government showing its hypocrisy by essentially saying those weapons are good personal defense for them, but not for American citizens? Watchman comment, no, no, no. What this shows is that the Obama administration is about control, all right. Every communist socialist nation in the world did exactly this. Democracy is communistic control. You're seeing it now in America. Do you remember when water balloons were the ultimate weapon and how much fun you had? Today, they might call them water hand grenades. My, oh, my. Speaking of water balloons, I remember when kids used to say, come on, throw it. I double dare you. Today, saying that might get you arrested. Oh, my. Continuing. Kerry backs U.S. entry into pro-abortion U.N. treaty. Senator John Kerry, Democrat, Massachusetts, said if confirmed as the next Secretary of State, he would support making the United States a party to a United Nations convention that has repeatedly been used to advocate for abortions, oppose restrictions, and support government funding across the globe. Watchman comment, Kerry was a traitor in the Vietnam War. Once again, he is showing his traitor colors. When in Vietnam, he called his fellow soldiers baby killers. So now Kerry will be a real baby killer himself. What, an Obama? No Kerry, communist socialist events against America. No Obama, no Kerry would be great, wouldn't it? Continuing. Is martial law imminent? A somewhat disturbing ad recently appeared on the internet government employment sites. The ad in question was placed by the U.S. National Guard. Apparently, the U.S. Guard is now looking for people to work in internment camps. Here is the ad as it appeared. Quote, as an internment resettlement specialist for the Army National Guard, you will assure the smooth running of military confinement correctional facilities or detention internment facilities, similar to those duties conducted by civilian correction officers. This will require you to know proper procedures and military law and have the ability to think quickly in high-stress situations. Close quote. Watchman comment, I gave you that moment of silence to let that one sink in. Detention camps? For who? Continuing. Shocking claim. Obama only wants military leaders who will fire on U.S. citizens. Renowned author and humanitarian Dr. Jim Garrow made the following Facebook post. Quote, I have just been informed by a former senior military leader that Obama is using a new litmus test in determining who will stay in the military and who must go among his military leaders. Get ready to explode, folks. This new litmus test of leadership in the military is if they will fire on U.S. citizens or not. Those who will not are being removed. Close quote. So who is the source? Garrow replied, the man who told me this is one of America's foremost military heroes. Continuing. In Obama's inaugural speech, he said, if God truly created us equal, homosexual love is equal as well. Obama opened his second inaugural address by questioning the statement from the preamble to the Declaration of Independence that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. He then went on to say that if men were in fact created equal, then homosexual love must be equal as well. Watchman comment, the preamble is not the Bible. The Obama is no theologian. That's for sure. He does not understand the Holy Bible scriptures. He was taught the Muslim Quran, not the Bible. The true King James Bible teaches homosexual love is a sin, an abomination to a righteous and holy God, Yahweh, who condemns any sexual contact except that between a married man and a woman. Amen. I, Brother Johnson, God's called and ordained watchman, rebuked that aboministic statement as false lies. Continuing. New World Order vaccine mandate being implemented across America. It is so obvious nowadays by watching, listening, or reading mainstream media news, if you do that, I don't, that there is a plan, a goal to get as many people vaccinated as possible. And those do read the mainstream media news, don't they? The flu vaccine, one of the biggest hoaxes pounded into people's brains, is not just a choice anymore for uninformed victims. It's becoming a mandate a law in some places. Hospitals across America have begun to implement flu vaccine mandates, forcing their staff to comply or lose their job. Some are bending to this new world vaccine order, some are not, like Brother Johnson and Sharon. Continuing, Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional titled Running from God, followed by a call-in from a listener who wants to know why pastors refuse to understand we're in the end times, and my comments. My dear listening friends, support for this program, especially Wednesday nights, is truly needed. And if you are not a supporter of Signs and you are able to send support, just pray and ask God how much support God would have you send, and then respond accordingly. Just send your check or money order, or if you wish to remain anonymous, you can do that by leaving off your return address and enclosing cash. Just pray over it, and God is able to get it through. Amen. But please do just put your state in the upper left corner where your address usually goes, so I know where this program is being supported and listened to. Just your state. Signs has only a few supporters. I constantly struggle to pay for programming. If you are ready to write, here is the address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle. Just spell Lyle. L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate the state of New York. N-Y. Zip 13797. I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in P.O. Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord. And if you are supporting Wednesday nights, please don't forget to say that. Now, my devotional to help keep you informed, titled Running from God. Jonah chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. For the gifts and calling of the Lord are without repentance. Jonah ran from what he considered a difficult and tough assignment from God, thinking he would escape to a place where he couldn't be found by God. He refused to obey the Lord, and he boarded a ship that was headed in the opposite direction God had told him to go in. But Yahweh's irrevocable gifts and callings were faithfully resting on his servant Jonah, and he provided the persuasion needed to wake Jonah up. He sent a great storm, which rocked Jonah's boat, then a large fish called a whale, which ate him. These persuasions changed Jonah's attitude. Sometimes the Lord needs to put us in a difficult position so that we can be restored to him and remain faithful to our calling. In Jonah's case, the belly of a great fish prompted him to look up again to his Creator and begin renewing the broken lines of communication. The reluctant prophet literally learned finally that he couldn't run from his destiny or his calling, and that Yahweh's faithfulness could involve Jonah in work that was not to Jonah's own liking. My dear listening friends, has God gifted and called you to something difficult and even undesirable to you? If so, remember Jonah. He was the Lord's prophet even when he didn't want to be. Like my struggle to continue doing these signs programs that sometimes I just do not want to continue doing, as I struggle to keep them on financially. But you and I must remember Jonah, as we might as well rejoice in our calling, even if our flesh is screaming, no! We will be glad to have avoided God's gentle reminder, like a big fish, of who we are, and we will save him a lot of trouble going after us as the Lord went after Jonah. So, get right and get ready. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get right with God while you still can before you see that big old whale coming, don't you know? Get ready, get ready, get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service.
For God has not appointed his people unto wrath, but unto salvation. Cry out to God now. I don't care who has called you trash. God says that I created you. I will save you. Thus says the Lord, come unto me.
My friends, when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days, you and I both live in right now today, because as listeners to Signs, you have true salvation in your heart. Tonight's program needs support to keep it on the air, as the radio station bills for February are now coming in. And oh dear, March radio bills will follow soon thereafter. My oh my, it just never stops. And support has slowed some. If you can give, please pray. Please remember, tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern this coming Saturday night for a fresh new program on WWCR's Power Worldwide Frequency 4840. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time, Saturday, 4840. Here's the address to write one more time to check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P.O., Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. Here is an interesting call I received on my 24-hour virtual recorder. Why do pastors not believe in the end times?
Hi, my name is Sister Shan from Missouri, and I want to say thank you for your radio program. I really like it. But I do have a question. I have asked several ministers around my area down here in Missouri and asking them if they believe that this is the end of the times, and a lot of them don't believe it is. And I'm just curious as to why they don't believe it is. I mean, I believe that it is, but there's a lot of ministers, when you ask them, they say, no, I don't believe it is. And I was just wondering what your thoughts are about why ministers are in such denial. It's not only Methodist, but it's Baptist, Presbyterian. You just ask several ministers in different faiths, and they all are saying, no, it's not the end of the times. Are they just, they don't have any discernment, or what do you think their problem is? Because I even can see that it is the end of the times. I'm just wondering why they can answer this on your radio show. Thank you, and have a God bless day.
My. You are so right, my dear sister. Discernment is a part of it, of course, but because they do not have discernment, that means they do not have the Spirit of the Lord. I don't care what they say. Most of those that you mentioned are religious religions. They are ministers that are holding down religious jobs. They are taught by their superiors that there is no end times, so they believe that. Religion just cannot believe the end times are here, because they would know that they are teaching false doctrine in many of their doctrines. My. But you continue to believe, dear sister, and don't worry about them. Just pray that God will give them the discernment and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. As for you, you may want to try and find a full gospel or a Pentecostal church somewhere near you. They would at least believe in the end times, maybe. Some full gospel Pentecostal churches don't. What can I tell you? You know the truth. I know the truth. We're just not going to convince these people who do not want to know the truth. In some cases, my dear sister, it's like casting your pearls, as the Bible says, before the swine. And it says don't do that. Thank you for the call. God bless you and Maranatha. Now, my friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number slow enough for you to write it down. Or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone and or pen and paper ready. Here it comes, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks for your letters and calls, our friends, for being here with us tonight on Signs International Radio. As we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air, he's coming soon. Can't you see the signs? Signs listeners are the best, and Sharon and I love to hear from you. Always remember, Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. You are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Amen.